So the first time I want to talk about was 1998 and that brilliant Arsenal side. And it is a really good Arsenal team under Wenger, who came in and took football forward a little bit, I think it is fair to say, in terms of his approach and where he was looking for players and stylistically as well. So what are your some memories of that Arsenal team? You know, the one that wins the double 97-98. And I guess how worried were you about it?
Worried's the wrong word. I mean, you go back to all that time of, a bit like what you lot have just been through in the season. Just tell yourself, I just want to win one title and then that'll be it. I'll be happy for the rest of my life type of thing. And you quickly realise that that was absolute nonsense. And you just the thing about Wenger was, and I think it was synonymous with not just that period that Ferguson, who got to the peak and then had to try and stay there, but then overcome the challenges that came later, whether it be the other Arsenal team, Chelsea, City, they were kind of different challenges that posed a different thing to Ferguson. And I think that helped him in a way. When you get presented with a new challenge, if it's just another hashed version of an old one, I think your desire to go again against that, you might not have the umpire. I think there was a genuine, hang on, this feels like a new thing now. And I think certainly that's what came, because he was battling against sort of Blackburn and sort of Newcastle in that mid-90s period that were largely driven by money and really going for it in terms of, you know, Keegan was a fairly easy one because he only had one style of playing football and that was just sort of go. And, you know, we're always capable of playing that way. I think what came with Wenger was a whole style of tactical that was never Ferguson's massive strength. So there was the tactical approach, but he also brought discipline. He, you know, he was bringing things like fitness and diet and regimes and lifestyles into it, which was fairly new to this country at the time. And as much as the continental influence had definitely impacted on the players in the top league in this country, I think it had taken a while for that to happen at management level. I think that's definitely what happened there.